Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
We're live.
Here we go.
We're live. I mean, this was an off-the-cuff live. This was like, I think I was just sitting over there 10 seconds ago. Welcome to the Doodoo and Foo Show. I'm one of your hosts, Dan Savage Doodoo.
I'm Mike Crisafulli Foo.
We are here on the College of Southern Nevada, North Las Vegas campus. It is May 23rd, a Thursday. And wow, we got I literally just drove in from vacation and fired up the mics.
How was it, Dan? How did everything
go?
Nice.
It was nice. It was it's never long enough.
No, never.
Right?
Never.
Carlsbad, California, right on the coast. Hilton what do you call it? Grand Vacations property. Yeah,
very nice.
Really nice property. Weather was good, not great.
Yeah.
You know, typical California weather where it was like hazy and chilly for most of the morning.
Yep.
And then the clouds burn off and then it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Today it was cold. It was cold and chilly. You know, we did have to get up early, drop Julie off at the airport. She's off to Hawaii.
She's still going at it.
She doesn't quit. Her charity.
Sarah.
Yeah, yep. And Kelly.
Very good.
So they call themselves the Golden Girls.
Oh,
and
boy.
Charity's taking care of the hotel and the resort, which is freaking amazing. So all they had to do was fly out and everything's taken care of. So
very good. It's awesome.
Yeah. So she gets to go from Carlsbad to Kona, Hawaii. She's on the Big Island. So she'll be out there for a week. But yeah, no, vacation was great.
Good.
Nice facilities. We had some really good food. Of course, just stayed on the seafood. I've been trying to stay away from meats and chickens. And
yeah.
I've been trying to just be a little pescatarian lately.
Yep.
So good food. Again, not quite long enough, but a good break. It's funny, you know, I love this job, like my job, right? I love this office. I love my players. I love my whole situation that I couldn't have been happier walking in my office
today.
That's
awesome.
You know?
That's awesome.
And it's good. I know I'm lucky because I know a lot of people dread coming back from vacation. Don't get me wrong. I'd like vacation to last forever.
Sure.
But not a bad gig to come back to, especially getting to do a podcast with my brother, Fu Man.
That's right.
what was up with you this week? Anything fun? Anything exciting?
Nah, nothing out of the ordinary. It was just regular work week. We were slow at work, but outside of work, just nothing special.
Slow at work,
yeah. I didn't really have anything going on outside of work this week at all.
It's a tricky week here in Vegas. I mean, we have a holiday next weekend. Yeah. But it's not like a big Vegas holiday. Kind of, a little bit. I mean, school lets out,
so, yeah.
You know, you have a little bit of a push here. But summer's an odd month for Vegas because there's not a lot of, you know, there's not, other than 4th of July, there's not a lot of, like, big holidays here in Vegas as opposed to, you know, New Year's Eve and, you know, some of the other big events. It's not, you know, of course you have your boxing and MMA and things of that nature, like
concerts and all that as usual,
but it slows down. And what we had EDC here last week
EDC last weekend That's always draw. That always draws in a ton of people.
Yep.
A ton of young kids. But
yeah.
Yeah, that was. That's good. They've been doing well with that. The traffic coming back out on that last day, I heard was and saw was probably the worst out of the 3 days that I was.
So that traffic going out Sunday was insane. I saw it on the TV. We drove out Monday and still caught a good amount of it. And it's I actually had mentioned that's probably the most traffic that I had encountered going from Vegas here, because I never go on a Sunday. You never go to California on a Sunday. We just happened to go on a Monday this time, and we definitely were like, wait a minute, why is there so much traffic? Just
EDC.
Yeah, EDC.
It's crazy, man. Yeah.
It's a big event. Got my Cape Cod t-shirt on, my little hoodie. Actually had this on, and a woman that was waiting on us was like, hey, I love Cape Cod. It's my favorite place in the world. She's from Connecticut. And so we were sat and chatted with her a little bit. Julie used to always say, no matter where we are in the country, if I wear something that says Cape Cod or Bourne or Buzzards Bay, that somebody always stops me. We were in Disney World, and this guy was like, hey, I'm a firefighter in Bourne. I'm like, oh, no way. Like in Disney down in Florida.
Florida, yeah.
So yeah, rocking my hoodie on. Unfortunately, I'm wearing all black today, and it's not a good reason, Mike, because the poor Knicks got put to rest.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, the Pacers are living well right now. You know, they caught the Bucks shorthanded.
Yep.
They catch the Knicks shorthanded. They catch the Celtics without Porzingis for two games.
Maybe three.
Maybe three.
Yep.
Which I was gonna text you, but I said, I'm not going to bother him on his vacation. I'll text you about the Celts, that. But the Knicks, everything finally caught up to him.
Yeah.
You know, they ran out of gas, the injuries. You know, the Pacers did open that last game up to pretty good, but the Knicks did cut it to six, right? Yep. They cut it all the way down to six. Yep. Brunson gets hurt, and that was the end. That was the end of everything for the Knicks right there. Yeah. That was the end of the comebacks. That was the end of trying to get through with the injuries. Yeah. But
that's it's so many injuries.
It's so many.
It's a good sign moving forward that they did all that even with the injuries.
Oh, yeah.
But I believe Brunson had surgery today.
Yeah.
It was today or yesterday, but had surgery today. But so that's we're mourning the loss of the Knicks, because here on the Doo Doo and Foo show we were kind of hoping to have a Knicks Celtics matchup, and of course the Celtics kind of, I don't want to say they stubbed their toe, they came out red hot. What were they up, 12-0 start
first
game against the Pacers? I'm like, you know, I'm sitting there watching the game, but I'm like, you know, I just know how this goes. They're gonna roar back and they're gonna make shots, and you know, you get down to these final four teams in the NBA, there's not a bad team in there. People are kind of beating up on the Pacers. I like a lot of things they do. They stretch the floor as well as anybody. I mean, they got some defenders. They make shots and make plays, and you know what they don't do? They don't quit, and that's huge when you get to this point in the season.
Yeah, they keep coming at you, the highest scoring team in the NBA. I don't know how much good defense they play, but you know, they did what they had to do. They're not supposed to stop playing because what's going on with the other teams.
Right.
Right?
So sure.
They did what they had to do, and they won, even though both series went to game seven, but I don't know. I know they had the lead late in that game against Boston after coming back down by 13, even I think in the third quarter. They were down 13, I think, in the third quarter.
Yeah,
I think, you know what, they had to win that game because
I'll tell you.
I think the Celts are in five, no matter who they were going to play, the Knicks or Pacers. I think they win it in five.
Yeah. Five's a good number. I'll even say six. I say Indiana gets two at home.
They're 6-0 in the playoffs right now at home.
So they're not even sweating if they lose these first two, because they're so confident in their home. Unfortunately, they don't have home court advantage.
Right.
But it's a funny, you know, I keep saying this about the podcast, when we mention something and there's something that I can attach to the website, doodooandfoo.com, is if I can attach something to support any of our stories or arguments, I got a picture that I'm going to attach.
Okay.
So here we are watching the first half of the Celtics in the room, right? Of course, we're on vacation. I got the Celts on, right? And then we had a dinner reservation at a place called the Chart Room, right on the water. Beautiful, amazing food. Just an amazing place to go, right? So Julie and I go there, and every now and then I'll kind of peek at the phone and see what the score of the Celtics is. Getting late. I'm like, they're down seven, four, 2 minutes left. I'm like, it's not going well. Down five. 40 seconds left, and the game is on, and the bar behind me,
right?
Right, but thankfully it's behind me, And Julie, you know, and Julie's a good sport about that stuff. And plus, she's a big Boston fan, yeah, like Celtics, you know, Red Sox, Patriots. So we we just happened to ask the waitress to take our picture because there's sunset in the background. Yeah. So we're taking a nice picture. We're dressed up for dinner and taking a nice picture. And there's a picture of me smiling and absolutely looking at the score of the game. So I sent it to Brooklyn and Trent and said, yeah, like we're out to dinner, but this, but it's a close one with the Celtics. And then Jaylen Brown hit that shot. So I didn't miss it. I got to see it and got to take my picture. But yeah, I'll post that picture on the website because I am side eyeing that. Oh boy, you better believe it. But no, good stuff. What a great game last night, Minnesota, Dallas. Oh, yeah. That's going to be a heck of a series.
Oh, yeah. Going and, to the end, I think, that one there.
Yeah, that one's probably going to go seven. Yeah. And if it does, it goes to Minnesota. Yes. It gets because they were the number two seed, right? Two or three?
Were they the two? Yeah, three, I think.
Three, yeah. Yeah, ended up being the three seed, but Dallas is the five?
Maybe the five, I think.
It's something like that. But anyway, they get the home court because that's where they played last night.
Right, right.
But that's man, there's so much talent in these last four teams. So we'll see. You know, there's a little bit of disrespect online. They put up a picture of Luka, Anthony Edwards, and Jason Tatum and said one of these three is getting a ring. And the disrespect is they didn't put Halliburton up
there. They didn't put Halliburton anybody from Indiana.
Anybody from the Pacers, right? Yeah. So there was a little bit of a little charge on the internet about them not putting anybody up for the Pacers, like they don't have a shot. Now, listen, it's going to be tough for them, but you know, they play these games because anything is possible.
You got to play them, yeah.
Yeah. So that's the little playoff recap again. Baseball, we haven't really gotten into. Football's, what are they? The OTAs have started, and not much news out of there. Hockey's, in the Final Four,
Hockey's
right?
Hockey's in the Final Four, since we last talked. Your Bruins didn't get there.
Nope. Yep. Thanks for bringing that up. I felt like that was a little.
No.
You sure that's not why you're wearing black doo-doo?
No. Well, you got the shirt, right? We talked about that last week.
I got the shirt.
Got the Bruins shirt. Yep. But yeah, they didn't get there. Florida's tough, though. You know, this is the Florida and the Rangers. Florida takes game one on the road in New York. I think that's going to be a good series right there. But yeah, hockey's in the Final Four also.
Yep. And then, the WNBA is kicking. The Aces took their first loss yesterday? No, night before. Night before it took. Was it last night? No, it was the night before.
It was the night before. Yep.
I think it was the night before. Caitlin Clark still has not secured a win yet right there. I think they only lost by two to Seattle. Yeah. Really good ending. Good game.
She's playing well, though. I mean, you know.
She's playing okay, yeah.
Game one, she had all those turnovers, but she's playing well. She's cleaned
up since then. Yeah. She's going to be something to.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Talk about for a long time the WNBA, and they'll win a couple games, and they'll get on a little road. They'll get on a little, a streak here soon. So WNBA is cranking up. Let's see. Last week, CSN, not much to talk about because we had graduation the week before. Yeah. We had Jordan Stroud signed with Austin Peay University.
Yes, very nice.
In Tennessee. So she'll be leaving a week from today, actually. I talked to her today. So
good for her.
Her and Paige, we're going to do a little signing party for them next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, one of those days Wednesday, that they're going to let me know. We're going to do their signing.
Aaliyah's
not going to be here. And I just got the poo-poo face. I got the sad face.
Aaliyah, you take off. When do you take off?
It's supposed to be Saturday.
It's supposed to be Saturday. It's going to be Sunday now. Okay.
Yeah. So off camera, Leah's over there crying, like real tears.
She's on her way to Utah Tech.
Heading off to Utah Tech. Yep. And then of course, KB is in the gym right now. I just let her in the gym. She's working out. She doesn't leave until June, a little later in June.
Okay.
I think Paige leaves in August. And then Jess, our fifth sophomore, she's down in the Philippines now. Leaves to in the next few days. She'll head down to the Philippines and has two workouts with colleges down there. Hopefully we can get our fifth and final sophomore all signed up and playing college basketball. It's been a fun year. And geez, I say there's nothing going on. I got to put a bow on this. You just heard me talking to Coach Mike about it. Our girls basketball team, women's basketball team, just got our team GPA, and we were a 3.3 in the fall, which is excellent for women's basketball. Okay. It's we've done nothing but go straight up since I took the program over.
Very good.
3.3 team GPA, which is phenomenal. I think it was third best for sports in CSM. And when I talk to the players quite a bit about, I just tell them how important it is. You know, you're in a transition school. This isn't your ending spot, most likely.
Right.
So the better your grades, the more options you're going to have as being a recruited athlete. You have to have a minimum 2.5 to even play Division I basketball.
Right.
So we don't even talk about 2.0 anything. We always want 3.0 or higher. So our goal, which we haven't been able to do, is to have a better spring GPA than fall. Okay. Typically, spring's tougher because the weather gets nicer, basketball's over.
Yeah.
There's a little bit less of that daily interaction with the coaches and athletes. But we did a phenomenal job. And I am happy to announce we have a 3.599 team GPA.
Wow, you're right. Very good, Dan. Very good. Congratulations. That's huge. I mean, that's big, man. Yeah.
It's so big. We only had one student not have a 3.0 or higher.
Okay.
So all of our students really took my words to heart, to be honest with you, because I kept challenging them that let's not have that spring dip, because every other school has the spring dip. So we, our academic advisor, Betsy, just let me know that we're the number one highest GPA school.
Very good.
Team. Here at CSN.
That's awesome,
so,
man. Very good. Good
those
for you
are,
guys.
Those are big things for us.
Yeah.
And it's a celebration for our student athletes, too. We have some on president's list, some on dean's list, some on, you know, we had, I believe, three players with a 4.0. So they're going to go up on our plaque, go up there. Two of them new. Two new. KB actually got a 4.0.
Oh, very good.
Layla got another 4.0. And Ayana got a 4.0. She's dual sport, volleyball and basketball. Right. I guess there was a CSN update. And
yeah,
a pretty
that's huge,
big
man.
One.
That's big, man.
So congratulations to the ladies.
Yes,
it's a lot of work.
Yeah, you know, congratulations to you too.
Athlete.
I mean, those are your kids. You have to be on them with that. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's part of you too.
You know, I think you set the standard early as a coach, but you're right. The follow up is every Tuesday. I check their grades no matter what, Even when we're not in person, I make sure that they text me a screenshot and I build a relationship with all my athletes that I trust that the screenshot isn't an old one from 3 weeks ago. I don't know. Leah's laughing a little extra over there. Aaliyah and Jordan, two of the student athletes that not only did they succeed on the court and both secure full scholarships for Division I, but their GPAs coming into CSN are bad. And what they accomplished over the 2 years here, unbelievable.
Good.
Their GPA.
Very
so
good.
It's a big part of what we do here at CSN. It's a big part of my recruiting pitch.
Yeah.
Is if you can't or won't do the schoolwork, don't just go somewhere else.
Yeah.
I'd rather play against you
than have
you here. And I know JUCO is the land of opportunity, and I will take a flyer on a player or two that may need it. Academics is just as important as basketball here.
Absolutely, if not more important than athletics. Your academics can take you so far.
Yeah,
you know, the academics is very important.
Yeah,
very important.
You know, it kind of brings me to a little bit of the coach's corner that we usually get to a little bit later in the show. But I think Aaliyah's getting ready to go in the gym, so I want her to hear this. But I'll never forget when I was younger. I worked at a job, and it was down Cape, and I was late to work, and it was like my third or fourth day at the job, late to work, and of course I walk into the job, and I'm like, listen, there was traffic on the Bourne Bridge, and I had trouble starting my car, And my boss just kind of put up his hand and he said, your circumstance doesn't change your responsibility. And I was like, okay. And I was pretty young, but I heard those words, your circumstance doesn't change your responsibility.
Strong.
And it's strong. And I think kind of tying that into these young athletes that I think as they mature and get older, they understand that they could make a million excuses on why they couldn't get a test done or didn't get tutoring, or you can make all the excuses you want or blame things. It doesn't change your responsibility. Your responsibility is to get your grades, your work in on time and keep your grades high for yourself and for the team. So circumstance does not change your responsibility. And I think that's a good lesson for a lot of young student athletes to learn. And the younger you learn it, the better. And I'm going to kind of throw Jordan out there, not throw her out there, but give her some props is, you know, she had a phenomenal, almost straight A second semester. And that was really good for her. And I just straight up asked her here in the office, like, what's the difference? Like what? Cause she had tough classes. So what's the difference? She said, I just matured and I realized that just get the work done, just do the work. Instead of procrastinating and putting off and studying late night and last second, she's like, just get the work done. And everything's so much easier. And it's so true. And KJ, who was our former captain, and she was our scholar athlete of the year 2 years in a row, I asked her to share with the younger, the new incoming players, like, what's the secret? And she's like, time management and just get things done ahead of time. So again, circumstances come up in our life that can give us excuses for everything. And if I think Aaliyah will back me up on this, is I'm never late to work, ever, ever. I'd rather be an hour early than late. Now I may have a meeting or something that they don't know about, that as a, you know what, I'm gonna tell a funny story. What's that? I'll either tell them, or if I don't tell them, they don't have to know what I'm doing, but I'm not just gonna be late, right? But I'll tell you, they always try to catch me. I had Paige and Leah Mitchell ask me, we were out on the road, we were in Arizona, and they said, coach, can you bring us to the store to Five Below? They said, can you bring us to Five Below? And I was like, yep, no problem. Cause you know, whatever. It's it's just something to break up the night. And as long as they have more than one person. So I said, whatever time I said, 5:30, meet me in the lobby at 5:30. No, I didn't say meet me in the lobby. I said, we'll leave at 5:30. So I'll kind of mix the story up a little bit. 5:31, they take a selfie of themselves in the lobby going, gotcha, like, because I'm never
where's
late.
Where's coach?
Where you at, coach? And I sent a picture back of me in the van saying, I'm in the van.
You're in the van. You're ready to go. Coach is ready to go.
So they swore they got me. they were so happy that they beat me to the punch. And little did they know, they were like, oh, we finally got down here before coach. You can get down there before me, but I'm not going to be late.
Right.
And I think that's leadership by action is you got to kind of show them what to do instead of always telling them what to do.
And it's great at such a young age, as girls, you know, Jordan and KJ and Aaliyah, that they realize this and they understand that and they know that, you know, and they live by it.
Yeah.
You know, at such a young age, that's awesome.
And it translates on the court too.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. I mean, it goes hand in hand for sure.
Hand in hand.
For sure. How you're going to be off the court, how you're going to be on the court, or vice versa. Yeah.
Got a random question for you.
Yes, sir.
Syracuse is not an option. You can't answer Syracuse.
Okay.
If you could play.
Yes.
I'm going to give you two sports.
Okay.
If you could play college basketball, or if there was men's softball, at any college in America, where would you play? Can't be Syracuse, because I know that would be your answer.
No, it depends on who's coaching. You know, like we talked about before with Bobby Knight, you know, say what you will about him, but man, I wouldn't mind sending my kid to go play for Bobby Knight, because Bobby Knight knows basketball.
That's your kid. But now where I'm talking
would I go?
You.
Where would I
go? Forget about men's softball. We're going to stick to basketball. You could go to any college and play. You could play any division. You could play Division II, Division III. You can play wherever you want. Play for Coach Savage at CSN.
It depends. Coach Lee. I played with Coach Savage.
But that's right. Any college you could pick in the country, where would you play?
Man, it's got to, I got to, I would go, it would be, the, it would be because of the coach and who's, you know, who's coaching now. Man, it's a good question, Dan. That is a very good question.
And I'm with you. I'm with you. So my initial thoughts go to like Duke, Kansas.
Well, Duke, right? I mean, especially if Krzyzewski was still coaching. Yeah. I'd go right to Duke with Coach K. And
so what I'm going to go to is like, I just believe I want to play under Shaka Smart. I just love that energy.
I could see that too. Absolutely.
And we're in Marquette, right? Xavier or Marquette? Marquette.
He's at Marquette. But you're right. My first thought was Coach K and Duke. I mean, just it's because of his teaching of life off the court.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And for sure. The West Point. You know,
which right? He was under Bobby Knight. It's all together there.
All right, but he's not there.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
But
he's not
so
there.
So where are you going? You got a full scholarship to go to any D1 school in America.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Wow. You know what?
I'm picking Marquette, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm going and playing for Shaka Smart.
Yeah.
Or Utah Tech.
Right?
Why not?
I've been on that campus too, right? My niece went there. Didn't play sports, but she went there academically.
Yep.
Wow.
Stumped him.
Yeah, you did on this one because it's all about coaching.
Now, if you're listening live, where would you play?
Yeah, it's all about coaching. I'm trying to think of these coaches. It's funny because all these coaches that come to my mind that I would like to play for, they're gone now. Mike Bray.
Jay Wright. Yeah, Jay Wright.
Coach Villanova. K. Right, these guys aren't even coaching no more.
Yeah.
Right, and I can't go to Syracuse, huh?
No, can't go to Syracuse because I know that's the automatic.
Wow. You know, wow, man, it's a good, you know, Carolina comes to mind too.
Okay.
Because of the, you know, the coach there.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's, I had to pick one school.
Mike, listen, we got about 8 minutes left in the show, buddy.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm kidding.
Yeah,
we got 20 minutes. Take it.
No, go away. I did trying to go off the cuff here, and just my mind's drawn a blank.
Break me up.
Drawn a blank on coaches, but you know what though?
Stumped them.
I could go to Duke right now too for one reason too is because of the coach there who played under and coached under.
So he's most likely going to coach like him.
Yeah. So you right and you know that's what you're going to get.
I think that's why he gets the recruits.
Yes, absolutely. I could go to Duke. Absolutely.
Duke, huh? So Duke would probably be.
And that would be because of the coaching.
Because of the coaching. Yeah. See, I'm just a huge Shaka Smart.
Felix used to like Shaka Smart. He talked about Shaka Smart all the time and was hoping he would be the next Syracuse coach.
I was hoping he'd be the next UNLV coach before he went to Texas.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, he had the VCU what was the name of his chaos?
Yeah,
was
it chaos? Like that,
oh man, I just love how he coaches. I love how he talks about his players, and it seems like to his players. That style is perfect. Now, aesthetics and support. Duke, North Carolina, unbelievable. But I'm with you, Jay Wright. Would be another good one. Yeah,
I could easily say Creighton. Right, Creighton's right there in Omaha. Creighton. You know how I like to go to Omaha.
Creighton's a great program with another good coach.
Yeah, another good coach. Right. He's been around a long time.
He has.
Right. But yeah, just knowing what Shire, you know, just knowing what he's about because who he learned under and played under.
No, he's gonna have the similar style. You're gonna have the similar experience because of this Duke University.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good stuff. Good question.
Yeah, very good question.
Got another one for you. Okay. We're sticking with the single question answers here.
Yeah.
Aliens come down.
Oh, boy.
Yep. Here we go. You could pick one person in the human race to represent the human race to meet the aliens. Who is it and why?
One person just to represent?
Yeah, like the aliens come down, know nothing about humans. Who are you putting in? I mean, you're not putting Conor McGregor out there. Who are you putting as the representative of the human race? Not politics, not sports. I'm talking any human. And who? What is she? Paige?
Human that's living now.
Well, let's,
to bring the aliens into this world.
Well, not to bring them into the world, but this is the person that they're going to go, oh, these are what humans are.
Holy smoke.
So what person alive, and then maybe we'll go, we'll take a rider and maybe we'll go dead.
Alive, wow.
We're going to send to the human, to the aliens to say this is a representative of the human race.
This is the representative.
Now, I'm going to tell you, I don't have one in mind. I wrote down the question.
Of the human race.
And I don't have one in mind, so I'm going to think. You too.
Oh, my goodness. Is there anybody out there worthy that's,
yeah,
a, that's
Paige
alive?
Grant.
Yeah,
listen, Paige, alive. I love you. She really would. She really would. KJ. I mean, this is a lot.
Anybody,
I mean,
someone alive that would be worthy of representing the human race to aliens.
Yeah, yeah. That is a hard one, right? So let's without committing to a name, let's throw some names out there. So you got somebody like an Oprah, or you got somebody like Tom Brady, or somebody like
Coach K as well.
Coach K, it's a good
Coach
one.
Coach K, right?
Do you know who Coach K is? You got
somebody on those lines, yeah.
You got somebody like Dwayne Johnson. No, the okay, The Rock.
The Rock.
Oh, okay. I'm just throwing names out, man. Chevy Chase. How about? Yeah. Got his eyebrow up.
Yeah.
You got Walter Cronkite. Yeah, he's passed, but I'm trying to think of somebody that's.
Right?
You
know what? Morals wise and ethic wise, you know, well, I'll tell you a name that comes to mind.
Let's hear it.
You probably won't be expecting this, is Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves, okay.
Yeah. You know, you hear the stories about him when he takes pictures with females.
Okay.
How he leans in. He doesn't put the arm around their shoulder. No touching.
Yeah.
For one, he doesn't want anything coming back at him, right?
Yeah.
And for two, it's just, and knowing people that have met him, how down to earth this guy takes the subways.
Yeah. Wow.
Right? He acts. That's his job. That's what he does for a living. He's not above anybody.
Interesting.
His head, his nose isn't up in the air towards anybody.
Yep.
You know, from stories that I've heard and listening to him.
Yeah.
You know, like I says, he's just a down to earth human being.
Who are you not sending?
Who am I not sending?
Like, who's the hard no?
Who am I not sending?
I mean, there's a lot. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, but I mean, it's funny. You think about the richest people in the world. We didn't even consider Elon Musk or Bill Gates.
See,
or
I'm not into those guys.
Yeah,
like
no,
that.
I know.
You
but
know
I'm
what
just
mean?
Saying.
Isn't it sad that we can come up with more? Who would you not?
Would you not?
Who off the top of your head? Off the top of your head, who you wouldn't send out?
Yeah, yeah.
You can ramble them off like that, as opposed to who would you send?
Who would you send?
It?
Yeah,
that's
who's your representative?
You know
Keanu
what I mean?
Reeves.
Isn't that something else?
Did you get one yet?
Yeah.
She doesn't have one yet. I honestly, I'm thinking. Oh wow. Yes. I mean, how do we not sell William Shatner?
Right. He's still around.
Who's William Shatner? Oh boy.
William Shatner. William Shatner.
Captain Kirk from the Star Trek show. Yeah. Like, I mean, he knows enough about aliens.
Yeah.
No, Coach K's a really good one.
I
Jeez.
Mean, he's just, yeah, just yeah, life. To teach you life.
Yeah, he's a.
You know, and, you know,
that's a good one.
I'll give you another one, too, is, and I say this because I saw an interview with him a little bit over a year ago, and he was being introduced, and I forget who the female was, but I think this was the first time he was meeting the female.
Okay.
For the first time.
Yeah.
Was Garth Brooks, and you know what he did when they introduced her to him, and
what's
vice
that?
Versa? Took the cap off the tip of the cap. You don't see that anymore.
Yeah,
that is so old school and so polite.
Yep.
I mean, I could have went either way with Garth Brooks, but when I saw that, went up a little bit for him.
Yeah.
With Garth Brooks. That was so cool to see him do that.
Yep. Yeah. Garth Brooks sent him out there with a guitar and strum a little bit.
Yeah.
Interesting question. Yeah. Some thought provokers. It is crazy. Really come up with two names that really, make you think, who the heck? I mean, Pat Sajak? I don't know.
I know what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
You try to think of the all-around nice guy, the moral guy.
They haven't been somebody who's going to speak well. And
right. How about a Joel Osteen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's all positivity.
It is.
Right. His background, the morals that he has,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, there'd be a little question there on the morals. He speaks them.
I know what you're saying about the whole Houston thing with the floods. Right, when he had the floods, people were upset he didn't let him into the church.
There's some things there. The mega churches I'm not going to crush on all of them, but they get a bad rap in some ways. But no, Joel Osteen's messages are unbelievable.
Right,
unbelievable. They're inspiring.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got somebody like a Tony Robbins.
Yeah, nothing but positivity.
Yeah, positivity. Right. Tony Robbins... Geez, I don't know. Another interesting question I heard. And I'm like, oh, that's a podcast question right there. So speaking of podcast questions, as I'm driving in from San Diego today, I'm listening to Fox Sports News on the radio.
Yep.
And they had a question. I call in and got on air.
Coming back today.
So there I am. Dan from Vegas calls
in. That's awesome.
Yeah, so I was on. I'm like, oh, I'm using this. So they were talking about, I'm not going to get too deep in the weeds, but they were talking about what's his name? A quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes. So they're talking about Patrick Mahomes and how he handled his kicker's statements. We're not going to go down that road.
No, we will
a little bit, but how he handled the statements that his kicker made at a commencement graduation ceremony, right? And so they were talking about that. They were talking about three things at Patrick Mahomes. That was number one. Number two was, I guess he's gained a little weight in the offseason.
Okay.
And he kind of looked a little chubby, like poke his belly a little bit.
Doughboy.
Little doughboy, right? But he's Patrick Mahomes. I mean, maybe he had some fun in the offseason.
Yeah,
he'll be right back in shape.
He'll be ready to go. Yeah.
And then the third thing that they were kind of newsworthy talking about with him is that the WWE... Triple H runs the WWE now, and the WWE just offered him an anytime spot to come in and wrestle, whatever, right? So the Fox Sports guys were talking about it and having some fun with it, and like trying to say what would his name be and what would his outfit be, and they were having fun with it. And then they asked the audience, which is where I called in, and they said, "What celebrity would you like to see in the WWE, like would sell tickets in the WWE? Sports, entertainment, doesn't matter what it is." So I put this question out on Facebook. I also put it on Instagram 20 minutes before we went live, and I got some responses back.
Sure.
So I'm going to throw it to you, see what comes off the top of your head. And I'll while you're thinking, give you a minute to think, I'll tell you what I called in and said.
Okay.
So they were all talking about DK Metcalf, and they were talking about these big, huge dudes, right? Like, they'd be awesome to see in the ring. And I went the other way. I'm like, I want the villains.
Yeah.
So I went Aaron Rodgers, kind of like Jake the Snake Roberts type of build, you know? And then I went Buckner. I went the kicker. I'm like...
Buckhart.
Is it Buckhart?
Harrison? Yeah, I think it's Harrison Buckhart, yeah.
Harrison Buckhart. I said, based on what he just said in the news...
Yeah, exactly.
People like to see him maybe get thrown around the ring a little
bit.
Exactly. So I said, you go there, and then I kind of went... and they had said, dead or alive. And I'm like, well, here's one for you. I mean, he's older, but in his prime, Mark Gastineau.
You know, Gastineau, there you go. I was on the lines with you there, Dan, talking about villains, and I went right to football. I went right to the Raiders, thinking of Howie Long.
Howie Long.
Lyle Elzado. John Matuszak.
Yep.
I was right on the lines with you there. Yeah. Villain, went right to football.
Oh, Lyle Elzado's a good one. Mean Joe Green's a good one. They were talking about the Hawk brothers being a tag team. There were some good ones. So some of the ones we got offline, somebody said Jackie Chan.
We'd love
to see Jackie Chan out there. I'm sure the young Jackie Chan. Going down the villain route, I would assume Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
You know, he's in and out of trouble. He's in and out of popularity and fame. Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves.
Isn't that funny?
Did they give the reason? Did they give the reasoning for Keanu Reeves?
They didn't. I can't remember if that was Nick Cecilia or who that was.
Okay.
But I asked Aaliyah, and she said me. Apparently, she'd like to see me in the ring get thrown around like a rag doll. But then she said real answer is Kim Kardashian, which is...
Kim Kardashian, yep. Okay.
Somebody else put in Shaq, but Shaq has done it many
Shaq
times.
Shaq has done that, yeah.
Yeah, he went against the Big Show a few times.
Yeah.
And then somebody else said Conor McGregor. So,
okay.
Pretty interesting. Yeah. You know, who you'd throw out there. And you can. I mean, listen, NFL, there's some big boys out there that would do just fine.
Absolutely.
And there's some Tyreek Hills some fun, you know, players out there to do that. But yeah, Kim K is not going to be going in the WWE anytime soon. I don't know. Aaliyah didn't hear that. I was just on Fox Sports Radio on the drive-in. I called in and I got on.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's so funny.
And we were talking
about
this. I'm like, I'm using this in my podcast.
That is awesome.
And there's a few other things that had come up. I don't know how this one came up, but... Well, first of all, I saw... a clip about Steph Curry shooting.
Yeah.
Kind of wrapping back to basketball as we get down to the last 10, 15 minutes or so here.
Yeah.
Steph Curry shoots 500 shots a day.
Okay.
Which is 3,500 shots a week, which is 14,000 a month, which is 1,680,000 shots a year in practice.
In practice. Just practice, right.
Over 15 years, that's over 2.5 million shots.
Wow.
2,520,000 shots total practice over 15 years. Now, if you fast forward to his game, he's taken 15,000 shots in game.
Yeah.
15,000 actual shots that matter.
Yeah.
Compared to 2.5 million.
Right.
That's less than 0.1% of the shots that Steph Curry has taken in his life have been in a game.
Mm.
Less than 0.1% of the shots Steph Curry has taken in his life have mattered in a game.
Yeah.
And that just, it's arguably the greatest shooter of all time. Yeah. You could throw some other names in there to argue about, but arguably the greatest shooter. And I just bring that up because how important it is to get better in practice. You're just not going to get better in games. Getting better in games doesn't happen. I hate to tell young players that.
It's tough. It's that goes right back to practice. I was just going to say that's how important practice is.
It is, yeah. And practice, not only that, and listen, in games you do get better. There's things you can't replicate in games, in practice that you can in games.
Sure.
So don't get me wrong, everybody. Right. Every time I put something on the internet, there's always the one person. Well, you only get better, but I get it. But again, 2.5 million shots and only 15,000 shots in games. And he's an elite shooter. Does he have DNA? Yeah. Does he have all that stuff? Yeah. But you can either be elite or average when it comes to things like getting up shots in practice or getting up shots in your own time. I think the elite and average thing is pretty interesting because I wonder, and I know we have an athlete here and a couple in the gym, right? Is to really be elite, the best that you can be, I believe that when you go home after a day, whether it's practice or school, whether you had basketball or not, if just say basketball is your thing, if you want to be elite, you don't go home and watch TV and sit on your phone.
No.
Right?
Right, no.
That's being average.
Yeah.
If you want to be average, you can watch TV.
Right.
If you want to be elite, you're going to self-educate. You're going to break down film. You're going to do something at home. Yep. You have to give your body rest, but you can take, if you want to be elite, go home and take the TV off your wall and put a whiteboard up.
Yeah.
And create a vision board.
Yeah.
And create a to-do list.
Yeah.
And create aspects of your game that you want to get better at. And so elite versus average, that's what they do.
Yeah, absolutely.
2.5 million shots just to shoot 15,000.
Yeah. Something else, right?
Crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy.
How about this?
Yes.
I'm going to fire some stuff at you. We're going to food.
Yep.
Now, we didn't have food today. Granted, I got into town late.
Well, I kind of butchered that, too. I was hoping there was going to be a spot on the way down here.
Mike can't find a pizza spot in a city of 4 million.
I should have just went right by the house and bring it down.
Just get some dough and some pizza. We could put it right in the air fryer. But I do have our almost weekly food question.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting one.
Okay.
Amount of food eaten per year. I'm going to give you two. No. It's not as bad as you think. It's a one or the other. It's an A or B thing.
Okay.
What's consumed more, Big Macs or Whoppers?
Big Macs. I'll go Big Macs also.
I got two Big Macs. Big Macs, 900 million Big Macs a year. Mm. Whoppers, 2.1 billion.
Billion, wow.
Not even close.
Okay.
How yep. about that? Who yeah. would have thought? Whoppers.
Wow.
Yep. I don't even know consistent Whopper eaters.
No. Like,
I,
yeah.
I mean, dude, I, yeah. I don't. Do yeah. you?
I don't know. Well, you know what, too, though? A lot of kids eat the McDonald's and it's the Happy Meals. Yeah, I guess yeah. I could see that. Yeah, okay.
2.1. We're going to go yep. down the same thing. Ready?
Yep.
Coffee or tea?
Wow. We'll go, go. Man, we're talking in the world, right?
So. We're talking in the world.
I'll go coffee.
Coffee, 400 billion cups.
Yeah.
Tea, 1.8 trillion.
Trillion.
Tea is just... Yeah, it's all over the world. So, like tea is, coffee is more of a, I don't want to say it's more of a United States thing because it's drank all over the world, but tea is huge in Asia.
And then that's where my mind was going at first. And you know what, too? I could see that too with tea because people are trying to be more health conscious, right? So,
okay. Yep. So Aaliyah's 0 for 2, Fu Man's 0 for 2. All right, here's one for you. Beef or pork?
Oh, geez. Man, go beef.
We're gonna go beef or pork?
Go beef.
Beef, 92 million tons.
Jeez.
Pork, 118 million tons. 0 for 3, the both of you. what is going on?
I saw a video about beef today.
Did you? Yeah. I think beef is on the down slope with all the vegetarian. But, I mean, that doesn't... Yeah. Pork is another form. What's a good one right here? Seafood or chicken?
I'll go seafood.
Oh, we have a split decision here.
I'll go seafood.
Mikey's going seafood. Aaliyah's going chicken. Seafood, 180 million tons. Chicken, 127 million tons.
Yeah.
It's seafood.
I would take chicken over seafood. That's me. But I know a lot of people.
Well, like seafood, there's a lot of seafood between shellfish and stuff.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
Yeah, even though chicken. Okay, we got
one left. This is an interesting one. What food is consumed more worldwide, pizza or fortune cookies? Think it through. Think it through.
Nah, I'll go fortune cookies.
Think it through. Is that your vote? You locked in?
Locked in.
Fortune cookies, 3 billion a year. Pizza? 5 billion.
I was going to say pizza. Once you said 3 billion, I thought it'd be more than that.
So you got one right. Yeah. We got... Aaliyah's went over. Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You did? She did not. She lies. Aaliyah went 0 for 6. Mike went 1 for 5.
Yeah.
You guys don't know.
The obvious, not so obvious, but I guess once you start to think about it. But once
you think about it, tea, when you think about how many people in this world drink tea, the Whoppers over Big Mac still kind of threw me for a loop.
Yeah.
Pork and beef, I mean, it's, you know, you're talking about countries like Asia. Or countries like India, where they eat more one or the other. Pasta. Oh, we didn't do this one.
What's that?
Last one. That's a good one. Pasta or rice? Mm-hmm.
Nah.
Pasta or rice?
I'm going to go rice.
It has to be. Actually, I'd say rice.
So they're both going rice. Pasta, 60 million tons. Rice. 500 million, not close.
Not close.
I mean, rice is...
See, and that's why I was thinking with the fortune cookies, thinking that pizza's not eaten all around the world, but every place seems to have a Chinese or an Asian spot, right?
Yeah.
And fortune cookies go after that.
Yep. You know,
I mean, after the meal. Yeah, but no, those are good questions.
Very good questions.
Yeah, very good.
Well, I'll tell you, just like that, time flies.
Yep.
We're at 45 minutes already. Boom. Okay. Just like that. Boom, bang.
Okay, yeah.
It starts to go fast. You're having a little bit of... A little bit of preparation goes a long way. We got open gym tonight, so we're gonna go set up. Is the gun set up?
You gotta do that,
Aaliyah?
No, Coach Tracy's in there.
Coach Tracy's in there. Okay, so we're gonna go get our open gym. I think we're gonna go get a bite to eat here in a minute. And what do we got next week? Next week is we'll have an update on
the playoffs. We won't have
somebody in the finals yet. NBA finals yet. I don't think, right? Oh, maybe. We could, potentially. We could.
We could, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, we could. Yes. It could. Boston could sweep or sweep, Dallas could
right.
sweep.
Yes.
And yeah, let's figure out something fun for next week. I'm hell bent in getting this audience involved because these are great questions to get people involved. But another good show.
Yep.
And what do you think? We'll do it again next week?
Do it again next week. I know I said last week, well, I'll have a top five in the music genre. I'll have it next week.
There it is. We're running out of time here. But, he'll have a pizza and a music genre.
Yeah, top five with the genre there.
How about that? All right. Well, thanks for tuning in. And we will see you guys a week from today, Thursday.
Yes, Thursday, yes.
See ya.
Thank you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.